With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The nonprofit Arts Obispo and a group of community members proposed to install a bronze statue of Theodore Roosevelt in San Luis Obispo's Mitchell Park. But first, the city needs to decide if a formal monument policy is needed. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, Carol Tangeman has more.
In January 2017, a crowd gathered in Mitchell Park at the end of the first Women's March, co-organized by now Morro Bay City Council member Dawn Addis.
I think to get 10,000 people out in San Luis Obispo,
Over 100 years ago, President Theodore Roosevelt also spoke to a crowd of about 10,000 people in Mitchell Park. There's no recording of his 1903 speech, but here's KCBX's Tyler Pratt reading a key sentence.
We wish to hand over our country to our children in better shape, not in worse shape, than we ourselves got it.
A community project in cooperation with Arts Obispo aims to create a monument in Mitchell Park to commemorate Roosevelt's visit, which they believe started the environmental movement on the Central Coast. Today, Mitchell Park is a busy place with a senior center, playground, large lawn, and a gazebo. As project director John Ashbaugh explains, when Roosevelt spoke here...
This was a sandlot baseball park. That was it. No trees, no grass. They built a platform here. They decorated it with bunting and all. And most of the people in the county showed up to see the president speak.
During President Roosevelt's 1903 tour of California, he stopped in San Luis Obispo and then went on to a pretty momentous camping trip.
It was just a week after he was here that Roosevelt was camping out with John Muir in Yosemite. It's said to be the most important camping trip because he set aside Yosemite Valley as a national park then. He went on as president to create 5 national parks, 18 national monuments. He signed the Antiquities Act into law. He set aside 150 national forests, numerous wildlife refuges all over the country.
Artist Paula Zima, whose work includes Mission Plaza's Bear and Child, would create the statue and, as Ashbaugh says, it would be privately funded.
He'll be seated on a boulder, and there will be other boulders around him that will encourage people to sit down and have a conversation.
But since Mitchell Park is public space, the project is subject to review and approval by the city, and the San Luis Obispo City Council may decide to implement a monuments policy. Monuments across the United States are under scrutiny. Some in California have become controversial, like the statue of Christopher Columbus in San Jose and the William McKinley statue in Arcata. Even more highly publicized are Confederate statues, like the one in Charlottesville. Lee Livick volunteers in San Luis Obispo and spends time downtown. She spoke up about the idea of a Theodore Roosevelt statue.
I'm not crazy about it. I believe that there are other options for a commemorative statue. I would really love to see a statue of Julia Morgan. I think she has a much greater impact on our county directly than Theodore Roosevelt.
Livick says she favors diversity in our monuments.
Definitely time for more women, more people of color. We're a big melting pot. We're just not all just white men, so let's see a little bit of everybody out there.
San Luis Obispo's public art program is overseen by its Parks and Recreation Department, and a monuments policy would start there. Lindsay Stevenson is the city's recreation manager.
We've begun initial research and a survey of what other communities are doing across the nation. Do these cities have monument policies? Are they included in a public art ordinance? Are they a standalone policy? Or do the cities even have a policy at all?
After the research is completed, Parks and Rec will ask for public input. Then,
our next steps right now is we tentatively have a study session with the council on July 16th, and we hope to get some direction on pathways forward.
Over the weekend, the statue's proposed site in Mitchell Park was crowded with children hunting for Easter eggs. And for them, a proposed statue of Roosevelt could just be another hiding place. But for others, it would take on a significance beyond that of public art. For KCBX News, I'm Carol Tangeman.